Started at the Torahway in Northwest London. Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Adar, 30th of Shavuot, 21st of February. Dayan, Dani Kedar Shlita, Adar and Mazel. This week's Torahway was sponsored by Family Friedlander, Lichwed Simchas on the screen of Shua Friedlander and Yudit Erlanger. Chasson takes place tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Rosh Chodesh Adar. He wrote centuries for those by the Mom Yisrael, the Shem, Velis Hilo.
Morning, everyone. So this is it now. We are first day Rosh Chodesh. Tonight will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, Aleph of the month of Adar. Exciting. Spring is in the air. We've got Purim, Pesach coming up. And I want to talk a bit about the concept of Adar. The concept of Mazel. And really understand some fundamental principles of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, Yodua Divrei Chazal, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. When Adar begins, we increase our happiness. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean to increase your Simcha? Surely it can't mean that you're meant to drink a bit more every day of Adar. No, it doesn't mean that. There are those who I've seen who say, "Mishenisam Av Simcha, Ein Simcha El Torah." It's very nice. The problem is when you come to Av, you're going to have to be consistent, and you're going to have to say "Mishenichas Av Mamayti Besimcha." So that doesn't make sense either. So what does it mean, Ronnie? What does it mean, "Mishenichas Adar Rabbi Besimcha"? That's number one. So I want to try to give a comprehensive understanding of how really, on a deeper level, what it means to increase our happiness during this month. Secondly, and importantly, is the concept of, the Gemara says, that if you have a case with a non-Jew during this period of time, this is more likely to be successful. So if you have a chance to have a court case, Shavat or Adar or Nisan, well, choose Adar over Shavat. Yeah, I said Adar and Nisan, it's not so simple because some Rashi learns that Adar and Nisan, but fine. Definitely, case of Shavat or Adar, you would choose Adar. So say you got a parking ticket a couple of days ago, and you have a chance to appeal within 14 days. You can appeal in Shavat, wait to appeal till Adar. More likely to be successful, your appeal. Very nice, but again, what does this mean? Because seemingly this directly is so sir the Gemara in Shabbos, which says En Mazal Israel. There's no mazel to Israel. And if Adar is about mazel, and there's a better mazel in the month of Adar, what does it mean En Mazal Israel? There is no mazel. What difference does it make? Adar or Av? It should make no difference whatever month of the year. So these two statements of Chazal, I think, actually complement one another. The idea of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, and the idea of there being a better mazel in the month of Adar. So I want to just leave those two statements of Chazal, talk about something else, and we'll come back. So, anyone who's familiar with the Machshava of the Ramchal, throughout Derech Hashem, throughout Das Tevunas, and many of his Svarim, the overarching principle of all the Machshava of the Ramchal is the idea of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means Hashem is one. But it means much more than that. You know, every day we say Shema Yisrael, Shem Echad. We say it at least 3 times, 4 times if you say Korbanos. We say it many times a day. Baby's born, Bris Mila, Shema Yisrael. Person dies, Shema Yisrael. Throughout our lives we're saying Shema Yisrael. Do we really need to remind ourselves so many times that Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one, there aren't two gods? Is that really what we're fighting with whether they're two gods or three gods or one god? Is that our problem, we have to remind ourselves so many times? No, that's not the issue. That's not what Hashem Echad means. Of course, on a very simple and basic level, Hashem Echad means there's one god and there aren't two gods. But it's much more than that. Hashem Echad is the principle of Yichud Hashem, which Ramchal believes to be the principle of all of Torah. The foundation of existence, even the foundation of why we live in this world, is to reveal Yichud Hashem. And the idea of Yichud Hashem is that the world runs with a certain amount of hester, with a certain amount of concealment. There is Gilui and there is hester. There is revelation and there is concealment. There are times throughout history when there's been more gilui, and there are times throughout history when there's been more hester, when there's been more concealment. Yichud Hashem means that a person lives his life in which he sees everything that happens to him as being a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan in the world. And when a person lives with that, everything else falls into place. The whole purpose of all the mitzvahs which we do is to reveal Yichud Hashem. Again, I'm espousing now the philosophy of the Ramchal, that the purpose of the whole Torah, the purpose of all mitzvahs, the purpose of existence, why Hashem created the world, is for us to reveal the Yichud, which means that when there is seemingly good and bad, on a simple level, there's good and bad in the world. Okay? Now, how do we understand there's good and bad in the world? One could say, Shtei Rishuyos. There are two powers, which is why Chazal made us say every morning and every evening, Yotzer O, Uvor Yechoshech. In the evening we say, Godel O, Mipnei Choshech. When you see, this is why you're meant to daven Shachris at Netz, when it's changing, you're meant to daven at the beginning of the evening. When the time is changing, night is becoming into day, day is becoming into night. What's going on here? Maybe Chas V'Shalom there's two Rishuyos. No. Yotzer O, Uvor Yechoshech. Godel O, Mipnei Choshech. It's the same power, it's the same reshus. That's on a simple level. But then on a deeper level, the things which happen to us in our lives, and by the way, when I'm speaking now, I'm speaking to myself as well, it's very difficult to live. In theory it's easy, in practice it's much harder. The theory is that anything which happens to us in our lives is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we really believe in Yichud Hashem, then a person will never get angry. A person will never take revenge. A person will never feel that something has gone wrong and that he wouldn't complain. Because if we really believe in Yichud Hashem, and that means that everything which happens, there is no reshus. Not just there isn't another God. There is nothing, there's no power. Chanufa, flattery wouldn't be necessary. We flatter because we give power to human beings. If we really recognize everything was from Hashem, then this wouldn't be necessary. But in practice, it's hard. And in practice, we don't live our lives. In practice, we do get angry, we do take revenge, we do all these things. But in theory, this is why the Ramchal says elsewhere, this is why we cover our eyes when we say Shema Yisrael. Why do we cover? On a simple level, we cover our eyes, the Rosh says, because we cover our eyes because to focus, to concentrate. Right? Which is why some people don't cover their eyes, just close their eyes. The idea is concentration. But Ramchal explains, no, we cover our eyes because Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad is that we believe this in theory, but we don't see it. The Yichud Hashem is concealed. The world looks, for all intents and purposes, the world looks like there are different reshuyos. It looks like there are different powers. Human beings have power, can go against the will of Hashem. There will come a time when where the Yichud Hashem will be revealed. The whole of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about Yichud Hashem. What's the extra bracha which we add in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Yeah, V'harisha Chulah, all the evil will recognize that when you see evil in the world, it looks like, how can there be evil? Evil seemingly, Rishu seemingly is a contradiction to the existence and the Yichud of Hashem. But there will come a time when everyone will recognize that Rishu was actually a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will dissipate into smoke. And everyone will dance around and everyone will recognize in one circle they will come around together and they'll recognize Hashem Echad. That's what the whole bracha is. B'chein yiskad Hashimcha, tein pachdecha, right? All of this is all about recognizing the Yichud Hashem. And the Yichud Hashem meaning is that there is nothing which can happen in our lives without the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I said, that's easier talked about than lived by. But that is the idea of this world. This world is about the Hester upon him. And all the mitzvahs and all the averis which we're told to stay away from, they are all a means in bringing out the Yichud Hashem. Because think about a person who has a temptation to do a sin, to do an avera. So if a person really believed in Yichud Hashem, you wouldn't be able to do an avera. Because you recognize that avera is, it's a facade. It's a means of Hashem testing. It's a means of Hashem saying, look, perhaps Perhaps there are other koichos. Perhaps if you do this, you have a certain pleasure, you have a certain a temptation, whatever it may be. But actually, if we believe in Yechud Hashem and we live our lives there, then no, this is all a smoke screen. Okay? That's Yechud Hashem. Now, the reality is, we live in Golos. There's only one story, only one Yom Tov, only one occasion in our calendar which doesn't take place in Eretz Yisrael or on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Every one of our Yom Tovim are either taking place in Eretz Yisrael or on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Only one which doesn't is Purim. Purim is the lesson of Golos. And in Golos, of course, we know the concept of Hestroponim. Hestroponim is concealment. And in concealment, Yichud Hashem is harder to unravel. Now, okay, we got that, yeah? That's the principle of Yichud Hashem. Good? Now, what does the word mazal mean? What does it mean, mazal? What's the root of the word mazal? Where does it come from?
Nozel.
To flow. Okay. Flow. Noizel. Yizal mayi midoliyov in Parshas Balak. It comes from to flow. Mazal is a noun of flowing. And, well, the idea, and this is, if you want to understand this more, this is in Ramchal, in Derech Hashem, in Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, section 2, chapter 7 of Derech Hashem. Hashem, when creating the world, had to create a kind of hishtalshelus, a kind of chain for this world to come into existence. The Oyer Ein Sof of Hashem is something which is too intense for a world to be created without a chain. And everything has a chain. This is, by the way, the whole concept, the simple concept of the Sefiros in Kabbalah. The concept of Sefiros in Kabbalah is the idea that everything has to flow down. You can't. Hashem had to make those emanations, had to be in a flow, had to be with chains, because direct would be too much. And everything in this world is a reflection of a koyach on top, which then falls into play and comes into play through this whole chain. Okay. The final place where it flows through, after going through all the spiritual koichos, after the physical koichos, and what's that? That's the koichovim. That's all that. That's the planets and the different mazalos, the different constellations. That's the most tangible mazal which we can have a relationship with, right? Of course, there's even higher chains in that. The spiritual koichos begin with the Ohr and Sof, which then go all the way down and then come, then finally descend into the universe, our physical universe, and then go through the different mazalos and different, and then, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos, which says, if you're born in Mardim, if you're born in Mars, then you're going to be bloody, so either be a shoichet or be a moyel, or you'll kill, right? Yeah, your toilah and your mazal. But that's the end of the whole chain. It's not. It doesn't begin with that. There's a whole chain which concludes going through the mazalos. And that's true for the majority of the world. The majority of the world is a certain randomness. Mazel is a certain randomness. It's random in the sense that, essentially, when the koichos come down, it now is dependent and random on which mazel you go through, which constellation you're born under, which star, which zodiac, etc. And what happens to you may, if you live your life like this, may just be random. If you live your life without the recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the source and root of everything, then you are susceptible to the koichos of mazel, of luck. Luck can be good, luck can be bad. You may be a good person, have bad luck, you may be a bad person, have good luck. But when you don't live your life with the recognition of the source and the root of it all, then you are susceptible to the koichos of mazel. Okay? What it means, Ein Mazel Yisrael, explains Ramchal, is that, and the Rambam says something along these lines as well, is that if a person lives his life with Yichud Hashem, person lives their life recognizing that everything that happens to me in my life comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no mazel. You don't need to go through all these changes. You have a direct relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And any shefa which comes down doesn't have to go through the prisms and through the chains of all the different hashpahs and then come down to the mazalos, and you're going to be dependent on the randomness of the different constellations and zodiacs. If you live with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you recognize Yichud Hashem in everything which we do in our lives, then it's direct. You don't have to go through the flow.
Isn't it too much? Said before, it's too much. You can't connect.
The spiritual koches, yes. Everything has to come down to the spiritual koches. But when it's landing in this universe, it's filtered through the planets, through the zodiacs. That you can pass by. Everything in this world, physical, has a spiritual koyach reflecting it. This table here, okay, has a koyach in which it's made, and then it reflects into this physical table. So of course, everything which happens has a spiritual koyach, but then it still has to filter through to this physical world, through the mazalos in this universe. That's what we're talking about sidestepping that. So of course, there's going to be a kind of shefa which has to go through some chain, but to have to be filtered through the randomness of the mazalos, of the constellations, that you can sidestep if you're living a life of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when it says Ein Mazal Yisrael, that means is that not every single Jew not susceptible to Mazal, every non-Jew is. It's the idea being is Yisrael, we're more likely to be living our lives with this. But you can be Yisrael and not live your life like that, as many Yisraelim don't. You know, people who wear all these kinds of things, all these charms, these red charms, this and that, right? Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, I've got no idea. But what it definitely does is that it kills any direct relationship you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because what it means is that you are actually saying that your life is dependent on whether you wear this necklace or this red charm or not. So you're playing directly into mazel. Now that may work, that may not work for you. Mazel ultimately is how it flows. So you may have a good mazel, you have a bad mazel. But there's a much better way in which you go directly to the source. And you sidestep this all. And that's why it means Ein Mazal Yisrael. And so, when the Gemara says Adar is a month of mazel, yes, it's a month of mazel, it's a month of good luck. If you live your life in mazel, then yes, you need Adar. If you live your life in mazel, I'll be careful about. But if you live your life with Yichud Hashem, then Adar and Av make no difference. Because you're above all of this. You're not susceptible to the koichos of mazel.
I'm going to say that in the contradict.
Sorry?
If I want to say the end mazel is Israel, other mazel is mazel, contradicting the other one.
That's what I'm explaining. When you live within mazel, when you live your life within mazel, then you need Adar and you need to be careful in Av. Because the reality is, vast majority of human beings don't live their lives like that. Majority of human beings, Israeli, Jewish people included, are not supporting it. If you're living your life like that, then you need to know this is a good time and this is a bad time. This is a good time for mazel, a bad time. Because we wish each other mazel tov all the time. Yeah? What does mazel tov mean? It means good luck. Think about it. What does that mean? What on earth does that mean, mazel tov? Good flow. Okay, good flow. Maybe you have a bad flow. I'm wishing you have a good flow. And it'll go through the right zodiacs and constellations when it flows down to you. But perhaps it'll be a bad flow. Again, but why put your... Again, this is all theoretical, right? In practice, it's very hard. So why in practice we do wish mazel tov? Because the reality is, we forget. And we don't always live our lives like this.
If we're not meant to live like that, the Rabbanim wouldn't say, mazel adar, go for it. So it seems to be, you should go for it. Now, take it on board.
So, firstly, what I'm saying is sourced in Ibn Ezra, the idea that this whole statement of Chazal is only for those who live within Mazel. Okay? So, being backed by Ibn Ezra, that's number one. And number two is, I disagree, because Chazal will often say things based on the reality of human existence. The reality is that most human beings don't live like that. It's something which we aspire to. It's at least the she'ifa which we have. Right? Which is Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Shein Kibbutz Mechusayin Avoid aloud. During the rest of the year, says Ramchal, we say it quietly, because the Kavod Malchusoy is nistar, it's hidden. We can't feel it. We can't see it. Yom Kippur, we feel there's something else. We feel the Yichud Hashem. We feel it much more, so we can say it aloud. That's what we mean on the level of Malachim. The idea being, the Yichud Hashem is being much more, is being revealed. The reality is, during the rest of the year, we don't live our lives like that. And so we need to know to live our lives like that. But the aspiration is, Ein Mazel. The aspiration is, you're above this. So how would you explain Ein Mazel Yisrael?
I don't know how to explain it, but I know we push so strong forward.
There's many statements in Chazal which are said for in certain scenarios, in certain circumstances.
So a lot of people would not mention it, but everybody seems to take it
on board. Sorry?
Halacha was written for the biggest ma'amin as well. Now, surely it was written for the biggest tzaddik and the biggest ma'amin.
And also the least.
And the least as well. But let's say the biggest ma'amin who has a din Torah with...
By the way, it's not bought in Shulchan Aruch about... And no. Shulchan's not brought.
No, but Mamartin's brought.
Mamartin's brought.
Okay, yeah. So Mamartin. So say that the biggest tzaddik in the world has got a din with a goy. Yeah, you're saying that he doesn't have to regard that.
I think if a person is living, Ibn Ezra is saying, person lives with Yichud Hashem, you don't have to worry about that. Enough. Makes a difference. Avuelo. But think about it, what we're saying. You know, because if you. Mazel means that you're living under the Ashpa of Mazel. But if you don't live under Ashpa of Mazel, then you're above this all. But maybe even the great tzaddik has to be choshish, that perhaps he's not. Perhaps halacha, even if tzaddik did that, perhaps he has to be choshish, perhaps I'm not on that darga. Perhaps, okay, I still have to take the case in Adar and not in Av, because maybe it's URR fight. I don't know, halacha l'maisa, we can done, when we get to that level. It's a shame. May that be our problem. But I'm just saying, it could be Chazal was saying that do it in Adar because just in case you're living your life like that. I don't know. We have to understand that. But mitzad sheni, ain't mazel, right? And if we live our lives like that, then it doesn't make sense that we have to be toile on mazalos and constellations. Why would Hashem make it? When you're living with directly with Yichud Hashem, you have to be toile on mazalos.
Should never say mazel
too. But again, like I'm saying, reality is we need to say mazel to each other. But reality is we live within this. We do. Do we never get angry? Do we never take revenge? We bear a grudge. We do these things. Because, and if we lived our life like this, it would be different. And coming back to Mishenichas Adam, Arbim B'Simcha, this is the idea of Simcha, I think. Because the greatest Simcha is when a person recognizes that everything... So think about the story of the Megillah. How... As I said earlier on, it's the only story in Tanakh, which is the only Yom Tov, only celebration which is happening outside Eretz Yisrael. It's the quintessential Golos. And the turning point, I think, is when Esther says to Mordechai, "Im acharesh tacharishi beis hazois, revach v'atzol ya'amod liyodim imakom acher." Right? Mordechai says this, he starts equivocating. Maybe Esther says, maybe this, maybe the king will be happy with me, yeah? And Mordechai says to her, fine. I believe in Yichud Hashem. It's going to work out. You want to be the channel which is going to work? Great. If not, Revach v'atzala ya'amod liyodim imakom acher. It'll happen from somewhere else. And Esther hears that. Esther takes that on. And that's how we know that's the center of the story of Megillas Esther is the Hashgacha Pratis. Is that everything, that's precisely everything we've talked about this morning. How the whole story looks like a story. Looks like a coincidence. Looks like Hester upon him. You look at the world looks sometimes as Shtei Rishuyos with Chas V'Shalom. But then when you look deeper, when you probe, and you try to understand, you try to see what's going on, everything, the Yad Hashem is there. That's the Gilui of the Yichud Hashem. That's the revelation of the oneness of Hashem. It's hard to see it, but it's there. Vayikra, Vayikra, right? The difference, Vayikra, the little Aleph. Think of the difference between Vayikra and Vayikra. It's a tiny aleph. It's a huge difference. Vayikar means it's a chance. It's a coincidence. It's mazel. It's luck. Vayikra means it's a direct calling. I, Hashem, have called for you, Moshe. That call, that divine call, that hearing, that actually there is a call, there is a purpose, there is a goal. That's the greatest simcha a person can have. When a person lives their life with understanding the Yichud Hashem, understanding that everything which happens in their life is all an emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and he's above other people, he's above the wishes of mazel, of everything else. And that's the greatest simcha a person can have. And so Adar is the time where we can tune into this idea again and to see, actually, to reveal out, to bring out the Yichud Hashem, to see within the story of Esther, to see within the story of the Yad of Hashem, despite all the Hester, despite all the Hester in our lives, which we see in the world, we reveal the Yichud Hashem, and that brings a person to the greatest simcha. Chodesh Tov.
Amen.